Welcome to Making Hope, a podcast about making hope for the present and future through state and local policy change. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and I can't wait to work with you to take action and fight against the inequality we're seeing right now. This season, we will be focusing on what you can do to fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. With the U.S. Supreme Court overturning nearly 50 years of case precedent, acting as activist justices, and unjustly legislating our fundamental rights away from the bench, it is time for we the people to organize and fight for our rights. There are many great organizations acting in this area already, and you can contact any of them to join their efforts. We're seeing marches and protests everywhere. And to truly fight back, we need to start making the policy changes that will protect our rights. That is what we'll be talking about with you on this podcast. Each short episode will provide you with the steps you can take to fight for reproductive rights and against the tyranny we're seeing from some in power. A majority of Americans support access to abortion care. 58% of individuals indicated they did not want the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade when they were polled in a Gallup poll in May of 2021. 58% of people indicated they did not want the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. This was according to a May 2021 Gallup poll. Only 32% of people actually wanted it overturned. And this is true in large cities and even in small towns. It reflects the belief of a majority of Americans that Americans support access to abortion care. That same poll showed that 32% of individuals believed abortions should be legal under any circumstances, and 48% thought it should be legal, but only under certain circumstances. Only 19% believed it should be illegal in all circumstances. Only 19%. And yet now we have a Supreme Court that has overturned the fundamental right to access to an abortion and left it to the states. And that really only reflects about what 19% of what Americans want when you look at these states that are banning abortion access. The Supreme Court is supposed to reflect the sentiment of the U.S. people, but that is not what we're seeing with the recent decisions by the court. So it's time for us to speak up, to get loud, to fight for our rights every way we can. If you've been feeling some despair over what's happening, I know I have. It can really be depressing watching what's happening, but with these Supreme Court rulings, we're not powerless. We can take action, and a good antidote for despair is action. Let's plan some action. Now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe and left to the states what access there should be to abortion, people want to know, what can they do to protect full reproductive rights and abortion access? What can they do beyond what they are doing? They may be participating in marches or protests, or they may be supporting good pro-choice Democratic candidates for office because they're the ones who are going to protect your rights. But there's more that we can do beyond that. The cities and counties that we live in can play a big part in protecting reproductive rights. Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access because many times local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and accessible. Local officials can prioritize reproductive justice and implement local policies that help with this access. And this can happen even in red states or anti-choice states that attempt to ban legal abortions. So even in those states, there are still steps we can take to make sure that people can obtain safe, accessible, legal abortions if possible. For states that are considered pro-choice or where abortion is accessible, local policies provide an opportunity to protect and expand abortion access for others. This access may prove essential when those from out of state come to the state solely to seek abortion care services because possibly they can't obtain those in the state they live in. So even though we're seeing rollbacks federally, and also in some states, cities and counties can be where we're able to make the future we want to see. A future that celebrates all genders and provides unrestricted reproductive rights and abortion access. And once we've established these local policies, we can build on that at a state and federal level. The first type of local policy we're going to talk about is education. Localities, and when I say localities, I mean cities and counties. But rather than keep saying cities and counties, I'll just call them localities. Localities can work with the hospitals in their area, even in a state where abortion is banned, to ensure that hospitals provide accurate training. This training is for providers on how to document ectopic pregnancies, miscarriage mismanagement, maternal deaths from pregnancy-related conditions, and other conditions that might be related to pregnancies that could be impacted by abortion care availability. Localities can also offer professional education and support to ensure that patients receive necessary and the best possible care in situations that are abortion or pregnancy related. Localities can provide funding in their budgets and services related to education and assistance. And this assistance can include legal aid if somebody faces some sort of court action or law enforcement action related to abortion care. So this education and assistance would be regarding court processes that an individual may unfortunately face in the event that the state chooses to become involved in pregnancy-related situations. I'm not going to talk about whether or not the state should be involved in those situations because that's beyond the scope of this, but suffice it to say, the state has no business telling anybody what to do with their body, legislating what happens in people's bedrooms between consenting adults, doing anything to deny access to contraceptives, or doing anything to deny access to necessary health care, and that includes abortion services. Localities can inform the public and medical providers about abortion services, any possible liability, and how abortion-related laws may impact them. So those are some actions that localities can take regarding education around abortion, abortion care, any sort of liability people may face, and how a locality can help with this. So your city or your county can help with this. If you want to see some change here, this is what you can do. First, write down what you would like your locality to do. Next, figure out who your mayor is, or your county commissioners, and your city council people. Then reach out to them. Their contact information is all easily accessible online. And tell them that you would like to know what they're doing about education surrounding abortion. And give them some of the ideas we talked about what they can do. Because honestly, they may not know what steps they can take, and you can be one of the people to help pave the way to better access and education around abortion and abortion care. All individuals have basic human rights, and our laws must respect these rights. When we see reversals and violation of these rights, we're not powerless to stop them. Listen to the episodes we have planned for Making Hope for this season. If you want to know what you can do, think of this podcast as a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom, abortion access, and gender equality. We'll give you ideas, and you will take those ideas and make them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and future generations. You have the power. Tune in next time for more ideas of concrete steps you can take to fight for reproductive justice and equality. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We're all in this together. Every step forward is a step in the right direction.